He's good.
Did you put it in a new place? I couldn't find it.
Okay, thank you very much. With your permission. The Gemara comes with a statement, "Mishnichnas adam rabim besimcha." So this halacha comes then, the Gemara and says, this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person goes away for Purim and he won't be in a place, there's Megillat Esther. So the halacha is, he may read the Megillah from Rosh Chodesh on. Something we don't find in any other holiday. For example, somebody goes away, he won't have oil to light Hanukkah candle. There's no such thing, he can light it before Hanukkah. So if he doesn't, he doesn't. Same thing as Sukkah. Somebody will be in a place, can be no Sukkah on Sukkot. He can't do Sukkah before Sukkot. The only time that you can fulfill the mitzvah that's supposed to be on a certain day, and if you do it earlier, you did the mitzvah, is Kriyat Megillah. And this is based on a sentence in Megillat Esther, V'achodesh Asher Nefach L'Sason. It says the month of Adar was changed to be a very happy month. So the Megillah emphasized the month. Comes the Gemara and says, that's what it means. Mishinichnas Adar, when Chodesh Adar comes in, be happy. But actually, the Simcha, the happiness of Purim, is already reflects back to Rosh Chodesh. And from this comes the halacha, that if somebody cannot have the Megillah on Purim, he can read it 2 weeks before Purim. The question is, with the bracha, without the bracha, machloket. But the halacha is that he did the mitzvah. That eventually when he read the Megillah, doesn't matter, he did say the bracha, didn't say the bracha. But if he read the Megillah from Rosh Chodesh on, he fulfilled the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. It's very strange. Must be it's a very special chag, Purim, that you can do it before, even though the halacha is, the Gemara says, that you really have to read the Megillah mainly on the 14th day of Chodesh Adar. For the cities that have walls, had walls, the time of Yehoshua ben Nun is the 15th day of Chodesh Adar, Tedvav. But to say that 2 weeks before you can do the Megillah, very strange. Comes with the other two strange statements. One from the way the Rambam writes it in his commentary, and Mashiach will come. So we're going to have left with the Chamishah Chumshei Torah, with the Torah that we know, plus Megillat Esther. All the other books that we are considering Tanakh, this is Sefer Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Melachim, all the Nevi'im, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Tre'asar, Iyov, Mishle, nothing. Everything is going to be cancelled besides Megillat Esther. This is the Rambam statement in his halacha. The Gemara Yerushalmi goes even further and says that Mashiach will come, all the holidays are going to be cancelled. I mean, no Sukkot, no Pesach, no Shavuot. Maybe Yom Kippur you will have, it's machloket about Yom Kippur. But definitely you're going to celebrate Purim. So again, it's very strange. Purim is a regular holiday. I mean, it's just we were saved from Haman. It was execution that was supposed to take place, and the thing was cancelled. So that holiday you're going to celebrate when Mashiach will come, and I'm going to celebrate Shavuot, no Pesach, no Sukkot. Very strange. Very strange. Another question is that the celebration really is a little bit embarrassing, because the way the Gemara says, the students of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked him, what is the reason that Haman arrived and he had intention to destroy Israel? So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said that they did two bad things. One, they bowed down to a statue that Nebuchadnezzar made. And one, they participated in the party of Ahasuerus, they should not have gone to the party. So actually what it means is that Haman came because we did something wrong. So eventually, the way it says in the Megillah, Am Yisrael did teshuva. They did ta'anit 3 days, and they wore a sack and put ashes on the head. They cried, they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu waved the Gezera. Waved the Gezera. By the way, one of the Chachamim said that the Gezera was not cancelled, it was just postponed. It says the Gezera came back, Tav Chet, Tav Tet. It says about 350 years ago, the Gezera came back. This is Chmelevsky in Europe, killed so many millions of Jews. This is really the result of the Gezera of Haman. The Gezera of Haman was never cancelled, it was just postponed. So what's the celebration is all about? There's no celebration. I said, why are you so happy about? He says, Haman was hung. The Gezera was cancelled. Gezera was cancelled, doesn't matter if cancelled or postponed, but it is because you regretted what you did. So it's like somebody that was put in jail because he did a very bad thing and he was in jail for 25 years. After 25 years, he comes outside and says, from now on, it's going to be a national holiday. National holiday, what's a national holiday? You are released from jail. Why did you go to jail? It's not only you shouldn't celebrate, it's a big embarrassment. I was released from jail. I says, if you were innocent from the first moment and you were released from jail, so that's a celebration. But if really you went to jail because you're not innocent, because you did something wrong, there's no place to make a party or to make a national holiday every year. Purim. Purim is an embarrassment. I said, you ask, why is Purim? Rav Shmuel Yochai said, because you did something wrong. That's what Haman came. So Haman came because he did something wrong. And now you tell me you're going to celebrate every year. Celebrate what? That the Gezera was postponed and canceled.
You can close it.
This is the next Shabbat. Next Shabbat is Parashat Zachor. Parashat Zachor is also a very strange thing, if you may say. It's a special halacha. The halacha is that you have to take a Torah out and read a paragraph that talks about this. Destroying Amalek. It's a special mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to destroy Amalek. So the paragraph starts, Zachor et asher asal lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. The Gemara says, remember, the same word in Hebrew, Zachor, the root comes from the Hazkir, it means you have to say with your mouth. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take the Torah out and read the paragraph. Each of us has to read a paragraph. Of course, our custom is one reads and everybody hears. It is like you are reading together with him. But actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you with your mouth to say something. Zachor et asher asal lecha Amalek. It says, take the Torah out and read the Torah. So remember what Amalek did to you, and the Torah goes on and tells us what Amalek did to us when we came out of Egypt. And then the Torah ends the paragraph, Lo tishkach, don't forget. Comes the Gemara and says the following. Even though it is a mitzvah to say, to read from the Torah Parashat Zachor, this paragraph, and this is one of the 613 mitzvot, but there's another mitzvah, it's called Lo tishkach, don't forget. So don't forget, the Gemara says, in your heart. It means you have to have the hatred in your heart for that nation, it's called Amalek. And also, plus that you have also to say with your mouth to read this paragraph from the Torah. And this is very strange. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants us to say it, so it's enough, I said it. You have to tell me also, listen, there's a mitzvah, don't forget him. Don't forget Amalek. He says, what do you mean don't forget? Don't forget in your heart. So what do you mean I just forget with my mouth? I just said it with my mouth. So the Gemara, it's not enough. It's one mitzvah is to say with your mouth, and one mitzvah not to forget what he did to you in your heart. This is something that's not really necessary, because in other places in the Torah, besides one place, for example, Torah says, Zachor Tim Shabbat HaKadosh, there's a mitzvah to do Kiddush on Shabbat. You do have the lounge on Mitzvah Shabbat. It's called Zachor Yom Shabbat Kodesho. Doesn't say the Torah and don't forget. Maybe don't forget. Of course, if you tell me do it, I don't forget. The same thing is Leil HaSeder. The Gemara says, the Halacha and the Rambam, this is on Leil HaSeder, the first night of Pesach. We recite the Seder. There's a mitzvah to read the Haggadah. It says, how do you know you have to read the Haggadah? It says, the Torah says, Zachor et hayom hazeh, asher yatzatem mitzrayim mitzrayim mibet avadim. Remember the day you came out. Not to remember, it means to mention. It means to say something. So the mitzvah on the night of Pesach, to read the Haggadah, is from Hashem. It's not a custom. It's not something that people invented. It's Hashem, the text. We don't know who made the text, but the text is the way Chachamim understood it. That's how we have to say on that night, how do we have to mention about coming out of Mitzrayim, of Egypt. But the Torah doesn't say, don't forget. Doesn't say don't forget. If I have a mitzvah to say, I say. So the Rishmu doesn't have to tell me don't forget. It's over here. It's a very special thing. It says Zachor et asher asalcha Amalek. Remember Amalek as well. Don't forget. It says maybe don't forget. I just said it. No, it means don't forget in your heart. It means you have to say with your mouth, or our custom is to hear the way the Chazan de Bar Kure, he reads it. And plus, each of us have in our heart, we have a mitzvah. Lo tishkach. He says, don't forget to do it. He says, don't forget to hate Amalek. He says, why do I have to hate it? I have to remember it in my heart. With your permission, I'd like to go to Megillat Esther. And this is chapter 7, sentence 1. This is after Am Yisrael did a fast for 3 days. And already Mordechai was led by Haman on the horse, and Esther already had the first party, and now there's the second party that Esther invited Ahasuerus and Haman. Comes the Megillah and says the following: so the Ahasuerus and Haman, they come to drink with Esther. She's making them a little party. It says the second day as well, Ahasuerus speaks to Esther and asks her, "Mashe latech Esther Malka beitinatin lach." Says, "What do you want from me?" "Uma bakashatach tchatzia malchut beteras." Also, tell me if you have any request. "Atan Esther Malka v'tomar imatzat lichem beinich haMelech." Says Esther, "Answered it. I really found favor in your eyes. haMelech tovi natanin natkibi shelati v'lemi bakashati. Would like to have my life and my nation. Kinim kamen live ami, me, myself, and my nation. We were sold." To be destroyed, of course it means the execution that was sent by Haman. But if Haman would just have sold us, I would have been quiet. It doesn't pay for the king to have such a loss. All the Jews are going to be killed. He pretends maybe. He says, "I have no idea what you're talking about. Who is the guy that wants to destroy to kill you and to destroy the Jewish nation?" But Tom Esther, "Ish tzar v'oyev Haman hara hazeh." So Esther, when she speaks about Haman, should have said, "This is Haman." Haman? Yes. Yeah, somebody asks you, "Who does that?" You don't give him titles, you don't give descriptions, and you don't just give him extra words. As if the king asks you a question. Who is that entity that wants to kill you and your nation? The answer is one word, Haman. Instead, Esther gives him titles. She said, Ish Tzar. Tzar. Tzar in Hebrew comes from the word Tzorer. And Tzorer means really hates. Haman hates. First, the explanation means he hates the Jews. So Haman, as I said, Haman, Tsar, is, he hates us. The Oyev is our enemy. Okay? So those two things is enough. We can't say anything else extra. Then she continues. Haman, Hara, Azeh, the bad one. But of course the bad one. If he hates and he's an enemy, of course he can't say it's good. So why do you have to say it's ra? You say it's bad. Of course it's bad. I say, if you want to say bad, So it's just bad by itself. But already you said, he hates and he is an enemy. Do you know the difference exactly between the he hates and he is an enemy as well? We'll see soon what's the difference between somebody just hates somebody and somebody is an enemy of somebody. But she also tells Ahasuerus, Haman hara, he is bad. So you have to say it, but you have to say it, he's bad. Of course he's bad, but he's good. So Ahasuerus was very upset, he gets off, he got up, he goes to the garden. Haman, Haman gets up, and when Esther so-called blasted him, he stands up, he wants to have his life from Esther, because he understands that something is going to happen to him. He says that now the king is going to finish him. So he stands up. In the meantime, says the Megillah, he comes back from the garden, Haman fell on top of Esther. He says, what are you doing in my house? And then the Megillah will continue. No, finish. We're going to hang Haman. The Megillah continues. And Esther begged Ahasuerus to cancel the execution notices. So comes the Megillah and says they called all those writers to write new letters to everybody to cancel the original execution notices. So the Megillah says like this. This is chapter 9, sentence 1. If you have the text, V'shnimasa chodesh v'chodesh Adar, on the 12th month of chodesh Adar, B'shlusha asa yom bo, on the 13th day of chodesh Adar, Asher igia, V'ramilev adato le'asot, the new letters arrived, B'yom, that's the day, Asher, Sibu oyved mishulov b'hem, this is the ones that are the enemies of the Jewish people. The Megillah emphasized. It says, what should have been done like originally on the 30th of Chodesh Adar? It says, the enemies, the Megillah says, of the Jews, they wanted to rule over and take over control over the Jews. But now, it became the opposite. Asher yishlitu ha-Yehudim, excuse me. Asher yishletu ha-Yehudim, so the Jews, they are going to rule, hem ha-besoneihem. So the sentence starts with enemies, that the enemies wanted to do something to us, and the thing got changed, that the Jews did to the ones they hate them. So the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh, and every word was written by Mordechai and Esther by Ruach HaKodesh. As a prophecy. As says, the Megillah says that our enemies wanted to do something to us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it. We did to the ones that hate us. So it's not that sentence. It goes through now for the next sentences. And then the Megillah says that actually what happened is that the Jewish people fought. So what did we really did the fight with? So Megillah says like this: Ushar haYehudim, Asher midot haMelech, b'chod midot haMelech. It's the Jews all around the Bujin, of Ahasuerus, nikalu ba'amod al nafsham. They got together on the 13th day of Chodesh Adar. Ve'noach me'oyvehem. They rested from the enemies. Ve'harog besoneihem. They killed the one that hate them. So again. The Megillah, so-called, changes the words. Sometimes call them enemies, sometimes call them the one that hate us. And the Mishnah and the Megillah continues. The same idea. What is really the difference between somebody that hates or somebody that is an enemy? And Megillah says, "Kemim ashenach v'mayudim oivehem." We have to celebrate for him. I said the celebration is because we rested from our enemies. Who is our enemies? So Chachamim tell us the concept of an enemy is different totally from the concept of somebody that hates. An enemy means somebody is an enemy, but he has no reason. Why are you an enemy of that person? For no reason. He cannot explain it. As Sone, the one that hates somebody, he has a point. Not necessarily that his point is 100%, but it's not just because, you know, I hate you. Usually, he hates because he has a reason. Chachamim say, for example, he says the Arabs, Yimach Shemam, have no reason to hate us. No reason. Comes the Torah and says, Yitzchak was a little boy, all of a sudden Ishmael comes over to him, Sarah was watching from the tent, and Ishmael said, you know, let's play I'm a suicide bomber. Stand next to the tree. I said, he tries to shoot Yitzchak with an arrow. I said, why do you want to kill him? He says, no Zionism yet. What's your excuse? For what do you want to kill him? Comes the Torah and says, Pere Adam. The title of this guy, Ishmael Machshumo, is Pere Adam. How far it goes? Comes the Gemara Masechet Sukkah, page 52. There are four things that Kadosh Baruch Hu regrets. If we may say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he regrets, comes the Gemara and says HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets about four things that happened on creation. One of them, says the Gemara, is the Arabs, Ishmael. Hashem regrets he made them. He says, what is this? He says, this is Ishmael. He says, they hate the Jews for no reason. But they don't hate. They are our enemy. They are our enemy for no reason. What do you want from the Jews? Nothing. He wants to get Yitzchak for nothing. On the other hand, we say that Esav, he has a point that he hates us. I says we stole the elderly from him, we stole the bracha from him. Yitzchak agreed a little bit that Yaakov did something wrong. He gave Esav a bracha. But the Gemara says that we suffer because of that, because Yaakov took the bracha from Esav. So Esav is called Sone. Esav is called an entity that hates us. Ishmael is called the one that is our enemy. That's the difference. By the way, you have it in the text. In the Sidurim, not every Nusach. When we say, Belamarshnim Matei Tikva, so Nusach Sfarad, and the Sfaradim, they say, V'chol Oivecha, V'chol Sonecha, Meira Ikaretu. He says, V'chol Oivecha, all the enemies, V'chol Sonecha, all the ones that hate us. But definitely, we do have it at Arvit. Takes revenge from the ones that hate us. He pays back to our enemies. Again, we have two entities. עשינו שבחיים, המדריכנו על במות אויבינו, הקדוש ברוך הוא leads us on top of our enemies, המדריכנו על במות אויבינו, וירם קרננו על כל שונאינו. הקדוש ברוך הוא highlights us over our the ones that hate us. You see two entities. You see one entity is אויבינו, one is שונאינו. It goes further. Comes Dari and says, really, you should know when a person, let's say a person has a problem with somebody. With a problem. With a neighbor, with a partner, with somebody in his family. And I say, what do you want for my life? You feel you're 100% innocent. But it says, can be two things. Two things. Either that guy is your enemy, or that guy hates you. What does it mean? It means like this. The Navi tells us a story. Was a king, his name was Ahav, in Sefer Melachim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to die by an arrow in the middle of a war. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to take a neshama back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own reasons why he wants that person to die that way. When it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this guy to die from heart attack, that's from heart attack. He wants to die an accident. And it says it's not happened to be this guy died this way, that guy died this way. He says it's nothing because of that, because it has to be that way. Hashem chose it. This is something like Arba Mitot Bedin. This is what the Gemara says, that the Chas Shalom people do certain sins. So certain sins you throw the person from the second floor. Certain sins you choke him. Certain sins you pour hot lead inside the system. Another sin you chop his head off. It's Skilas Refa Herik Vachenik. Says the Gemara. Afar pish arba mitot bedin batlu, din arba mitot lo batlu. Says the Gemara, in our time you can check, you can see somebody chas v'shalom drawn in the water, this is choked, somebody burned, this is rafa, and somebody was hit by a car. Says the Gemara, this is sukila. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has its own way why every person has to go through something. And that's also at the end of the life, before we go to Gan Eden, the way Hashem takes the neshama, Hashem has its own way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, says the Navi, that Ahav, that was not the best king, if we can say, was one of the worst kings that we ever had. Says the Gemara, Moshel B'Kippah, he ruled almost the whole world like Shlomo and Ahasuerus, says the Gemara, very powerful king, but almost never went to the front. He lived in a palace on the west side, and he had a tremendous, strong army, captured the whole world. Kadosh Baruch Hu decided he wants him dead in the front. How are we going to convince him to go to the front? So the Navi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way the Navi describes it. Says that Kadosh Baruch Hu sitting on his chair in Shamayim, on Kisei HaKavod, and they have all the neshamot around him. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu asks the Neshamot, who volunteers to go downstairs and penetrate to the head of this guy Ahav and tempt him and convince him to go to the war? Because he wouldn't go to the war. He is the chief, he is the king, he will never go to the war. He'll sit in his office. Says the Navi, one of the Neshamot that next to Kisei HaKavod says, I'm going to go to Ahav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, say, please go. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also told this Neshama, don't come back. This is the Neshama of Navot HaIsraeli. This is a guy that was killed by this guy Ahav. And he wanted to take revenge of him. Ahav killed him. He was innocent completely. Ahav wanted to take from him a vineyard, that he had a vineyard. And he killed him, and that neshama is next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, next to Kisei HaKavod. Can you imagine how high it is, how tzaddik it was? It was the biggest chazan, the Gemara says. Everybody used to come to Yerushalayim, if it's Beit HaMikdash, because he was the chazan, he was a tremendous big chazan. Much better than Mordechai ben David. Everybody used to come to Yerushalayim just to hear. I says he's dead, his neshama is next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for a volunteer. Who is going to go down? I said, it means like this. I said, the Gemara says that's what it means. It means when you make sometimes a decision, it's not you. There's a neshama come from upstairs, goes inside your brain, and tells you what to do. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good. Sometimes I regret, how did I do such a mistake? Why did I do it? You didn't do it. There's a neshama from upstairs comes down and penetrates in somebody's head and lets HaKadosh Baruch Hu send Ahav to the front. It says, why? It says, because Hashem wants him dead by an arrow, and if he sits in his palace, he won't die from an arrow, he will maybe die from a heart attack. Hashem wants him to die from an arrow. It says, he's not going to go. It says, we're going to send a neshama from upstairs. The neshama flies down, penetrates inside his system and tells him in his brain, in his heart, why don't you go to the front? Go to the front. As Navi says, that's what happened. All of a sudden he's in the front, and somebody from the other side, from Syria, shot and a little missile, an arrow, and Ahab is dead. But you see the concept that really somebody acts not in a nice way to someone, this is not because him. This is that because that someone, somebody drives him. It's not himself. Somebody drives him. So it can be that he's going to become either your enemy for no reason. What do you want for my life? I'm very nice to you. I never did anything to you. Like Ishmael to Yitzchak, like the Arab to the Jews. For no reason. Nothing. What did you do to them? Nothing. Whatever they say is nothing. They're just our enemies. That's called Oyvecha. Can be, sometimes, that person hates. He hates the person. Why he hates him? He has a good excuse. This is once upon a time, you know, in the parking lot. I wanted to park. You didn't let me park over there. It's a good excuse. It's enough an excuse to hate somebody. Enough. If it's right or wrong, it's a different story. But he at least, talking about he's being driven by an entity that penetrates inside him to hate somebody. Who are the entities? Comes Ari and says like this. When you pray Shmoneh Esrei, and you say, Vas semenu yagon v'anacha, v'chol oivecha v'chol sunecha mirai karetu, oivecha is the Satan, is Malach HaMavet, and sonecha is his wife. Satan has four wives. Two Chupa and Kiddushin, and two like half Chupa and Kiddushin. Like Yaakov had four, the Satan has four. The Satan has four, as is the major one, is what we call the first lady of the Satan. She is the one that hates us. Satan is just our enemy. And he says, that's the Kavanah that you should have in Shmoneh Esrei. You say, V'chol oivecha, V'chol sonecha, Amirai karetu. And so we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, destroy our enemy. Destroy the one that hates us. You should have its Kavanah. Who is your enemy? It's not your neighbor. It's not your competition. It's not somebody that hates you. It says that somebody that hates you because he got a shot or he got an energy from an entity like a soul, like a wind that penetrates inside him. He is your enemy for no reason. He says, how can it be? How can it be my enemy for no reason? I didn't do anything. He says that because something went inside his head. He says he got it from the original entity that is your enemy. This is the Satan. Who is this? It says in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, Adam HaRishon was created, and the Satan wanted him dead. He wanted to marry Chava. He said, what do you want from this guy? What do you want from him? He said, he's going to tempt Chava to eat from the tree in order to give to Adam HaRishon, and our grandfather should die, and Chava, he will make Chava alive because he wants to marry Chava. I said, why did you do it? What did he do anything to you? Nothing. He says, that's called Oivecha. That's what Ari says, that you have to have the Kavana. He says, V'chol Oivecha. V'chol Sinecha Mirai Karetu. When you have Oivecha, he says, certain Sidurim have it. It's small letters. It says, Samech Mem Aleph and Lamed. It's the name of the Satan. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please get rid of this guy. You know how bad it is? The Gemara says, Masechet Sukkah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets four things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets that he created the Arabs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets he created the Iraqis, Saddam Hussein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets he created the Satan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets he created that he pushed us to exile. Those are the four things, says the Gemara Masechet Sukkah. If you want to take a look, page 52, side 2. Hashem regrets it. Hashem actually regrets. You know how far he regrets. Comes the Gemara, when Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to slaughter the Satan. Comes the Gemara, you know, this Satan, this devil, has seven names. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kraora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him. He said, what's your name? It's not what's your title. What is the noun of this entity? He says, the noun of this devil is called Ra. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, Ki yetzer lev adam ra minu rav. He says, who is this? It's not that he is bad. he has a name and description of this of that entity is Ra. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kreora. That's your name. Your name is Mr. Bad. Mr. Bad. Shlomo HaMelech, says the Gemara, called him Sone. Imraev Sonacha Achileulachem. He says it's not the Satan that hates you. His wife hates you. Not the entity of that power, of that energy, is called Sone. Shlomo is called Sone. The Gemara says that entity, Satan, and his wife have seven names. But it's not seven adjectives. It's seven nouns. He says that's what he is. He says, what is the problem with the Satan's wife? He says, she hates us. She hates us because she was brought to Adam HaRishon by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the first lady. And Adam HaRishon said, I'm sorry, I didn't see your picture on the Facebook. You're not for me. Rejected her. Rejected her. Says the Gemara, that's called the first Chava, says Ari. After he rejected her, never wanted to marry her. So she went and she married the Satan, the devil. That's the what we call the first lady of the Satan, of the devil. That's his wife. That's called Sonecha. That's how he said, you have this Kavanah. He says, V'chol Evecha, V'chol Sonecha. And that's what we say at night. That when they made the text, they said, HaMadrichenu, Al Bamot Oivenu, V'yarem Kanenu, Al Kol Sonenu. Akel HaNifralanu Mitzharenu, this is Sonenu, V'amishalem Gmulu Chol Oiven, Avshenu for our enemies. The two entities. It says 20. It says really what it means is on the surface. It's here on this world. I said this guy hates me. This guy's my enemy. It says let me explain to you something. He doesn't hate you. He's your enemy. What the way you feel, it's true. It's true that you feel that he hates you. But you have to understand he hates you because Satan's wife, that she hates us. She sent some kind of energy inside the person's head. They were the same way. That now the Israeli neshama went inside Achav, and Achav went to the war. And says that's what happened. This guy hates me. So he why hates you? Well, he said I did something to him. So that's not a sufficient reason, or it's not a good excuse. But it's enough excuse to hate you. It's not for nothing. But again, the reason he hates you is not him. It's not him at all. It's the energy that penetrates inside him, from the lady section, from Satan's wife. It says, this guy, for no reason, is my enemy. And it says, it's true, he's your enemy. But he's not enemy because he's your enemy. He's your enemy because penetrated inside him. The Satan, the devil, that he is our enemy. That's how it goes. This is a system in our lifetime, that we have to realize it. And that's what Chachamim said in Shmoneh Esrei, to have this Kavanah. Listen, your enemy and the one that hates you, it means our enemy and the one that hates us. Of course, it means the Arabs, Yimach Shemam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets that he created them, and the other ones, that's not the Arabs, this is Hitler and Khmelnytsky and all these goyim that hate us. He says that the sentence that have to do something to do with Esav. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, please, just let us stay away from them, save us from them. And that's what really Esther says to Achashverosh. And Achashverosh asks Esther, who is the guy, and where is he, that wants to kill you and to destroy Israel? Esther said, Ish Tzar. Let me tell you, Achashverosh, who is the guy? Is Tzar. Tzar comes from the word Tzara. Tzara in Hebrew means somebody that hates you. 15 Nashim Tzarot. 15 Tzarot. So the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah, Nivam, that's the Torah says, it's war about two in order to marry two sisters. It's called Tzara Terva. Esther said to Haman, to Achashverosh, Haman, let me tell you who is Haman. Before I say his name, Ish is a man. He hates. And also, the Oyev is an enemy. And then I tell you, Haman, Haraze. This is what you mean, Haman, Hara? Hara means she refers to the devil, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu calls the devil Ra.
I said, let me tell you what happened to this guy. He is both, he is our enemy and he hates us. What does it mean? The Gemara says, Haman's come from Amalek. His great grandfather was Amalek. Amalek's mother, her name was Timna. Timna was the daughter of a king of Seir. And she wanted so-called to convert. She came to Avram, and she said to Avram, I would like to convert and marry into your family. Avram said, no way, Jose. And the Gemara says she came to Yitzchak. Yitzchak also rejected her. Then she came to Yaakov, also rejected her. Says the Gemara, she said, oh, you don't want? I'm going to marry Eliphaz. Even though the Gemara says she was a mamzeret, he says she wanted, says the Gemara, because Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov rejected her. They gave her a hard time. This is why Amalek was created as the one that hates us. He hates us for a reason, because his mother was rejected by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Says the Gemara, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are right. They don't want her in the family. Says the Gemara, but you should have done it gently, not just to tell her, listen, stay away from us. Get out of here. So this Haman is the grandson of Amalek. That Amalek is the one that hates us. Also, he's our enemy as well. Besides that he hates us, he got two entities inside him. From the Satan, from the devil, and from the devil's wife. He says he has a point that he hates us. But besides the point also, he is our enemy for no reason. And that's what the Torah says, Zachor Yisrael Amalek. It says, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, you have two mitzvot. First, you have to say with your mouth, because oyev, an enemy, does something, an act. The one that hates you, usually, it just, Chachamim says it's in the heart. Lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. It says, this guy, I hate this guy, I hate the guy. Do you do anything to him? No, I don't do anything to him. No, I don't do it. I just hate him. It's in the heart. Lo tishkach. Hashem said, you know, don't forget. Don't forget in your Gemara in your heart. And don't forget in your heart about Amalek. Because the heart represents the entity of hatred. And it says, Haman, he hates us. Ish tzar. Sorer kol ha-Yudim, says the Megillah. And the Megillah will tell you later that Am Israel had the opportunity. This is Asher Shultu Eidin, Hema Besonehem. This is something that happened. What happened on Purim? You know what happened on Purim? Two things happened on Purim. We got rid of our enemies and of the ones that hate us so much. Two entities. This is what Haman was, that he had inside himself the two entities together. And that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mitzvot. And says the first mitzvah is stay with your mouth. It's against Oyev. But the Torah says, if he came out of Egypt, so what happened? The Torah says he was our enemy, Oyev Ham. But yeah, the Torah says, Aniach Hashem Elokecha Lecha Mikol Oyevecha Misaviv. Hashem should save you from all the enemies. Destroy Amalek. What do you mean? Because he is your enemy as well. Lo tishkach. This is another interesting said, listen, in your heart. Don't forget in your heart. This is because that person hates you as well. It says you have two mitzvot. It says that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Parashat Zachor. It says read the text. I said by reading with your mouth, you act against your enemy. And then inside your heart, you have to remember he hates you. And that's what the Megillah will tell you. That the holiday of Purim is something against the two entities, the devil and his wife, v'chol oyvecha v'chol sonecha. That's how powerful the holiday is. And since the Megillah says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the holiday, it says, what happened? V'noach mo'ivim v'harog besonim. It says, we rested from our enemies and we killed the one that hate us. It says, we overcome Amalek. That Amalek has those two entities inside himself. And that's the whole power of the holiday of Purim. And that's what the Gemara says, Yerushalmi, Mashiach will come, all the holidays are going to be cancelled. Purim is going to stay. So what's Purim? Purim is nothing. What do we mean Purim? Because you were saved from Haman. Haman is saved from Haman. Haman came because we did something wrong. He says, what the celebration is all about? He says, the celebration is
that the Gemara says before Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will slaughter, says the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will slaughter that devil. Hashem will slaughter him. And it's going to be a party. Say the Gemara, say Chachamim, you know, that actually happened on Purim. Purim is such a great day because Am Yisrael did such a big teshuva that actually they got rid of that entity. You know how far it goes, says the Gemara. Comes the Gemara, Masechet Yoma, and says, you know, when Obam Bet HaMikdash, a few years later, Am Yisrael came to Bet HaMikdash and told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, we know there is an entity that hates us, the Satan, the devil. Can we get rid of him? Says the Gemara, Masechet Yoma, I believe page 69. Says the Gemara, Masechet Yoma, that they saw coming from Bet HaMikdash and negative energy flying out of Bet HaMikdash. That actually they were able to overcome this, what we call the Yetzirah, that our desire, the bad desires that we have, that our temptation, get rid of that. It says that thing started in Gan Eden by the devil and his wife. It says we got rid of it. It says this is, the Gemara said, what's going to happen when Mashiach will come. It's called Olam Haba, Olam Haba, Olam Haba. And what Olam Haba means? Says the Rambam, you know, Olam Haba means, says the Ramchal, in his book, says the Rambam means you have no more temptation, there's no more desire. You're not going to enjoy food, not going to enjoy anything. It says your enjoyment is just pure HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, when is, how is it going to happen? Only when Hashem, says the Gemara, Masechet Sukkah, will slaughter so-called this devil, the entity of the Satan. I said that actually is going to happen, Mashiach will come. That actually did happen that day in Iran, in all over the region of Ahasuerus. That's the Megillah says. Noach Moivim, Baruch Besonim. It says that's what the Jews did. They were able to overcome this devil, this idea of Haman that contains those two things. And that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam says, you know, when Mashiach will come, besides Chumash, besides the five Chamisha Chumash Torah, you can have only Megillat Esther. Because that's what it means. When Mashiach will come, all the books are not necessary anymore. It says the books were given to us as a guide. It says now you don't need the guide anymore. So what you need, it says I need to see how did I accomplish, or whatever, what is the accomplishment, what I got to do. It says Megillat Esther. It says that Megillat Esther is just to show you what the job is all about. The job is all about is to get rid of those entities. By themselves, or is it penetrated in some people? It says you have to clear it up. This you can understand a little bit. The concept of the mitzvot, Mishloach Manot, on Purim, and Matanot Le'Avyonim, to give tzedakah for the poor people. How do you get it? It says, what for? Why Mordechai and Esther? Of course, the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh. It says the Megillah, this is the mitzvah of Purim. Mishloach Manot, tzedakah lanim. It says, why? Why I have to do it? For what I have to do it? It says that again goes against those two entities. It says tzedakah is balev. Give matana la'avion, that's halacha. And on Purim, let's say you live in a place there are no poor people. So the halacha is in your heart. Can you say it? It's better if you take some money, put in an envelope. You say this is money for Purim. I have no poor people. Find after Purim a poor person. You give it to him. You did the mitzvah of Matanot Avyonim, Mishloach Manot, to give your friend. What we call Mishloach Manot. Let's say you live in a place, you have no friends, you got stuck someplace, you don't know anybody, there's no Jews around. It says you can't say, okay, this is the Mishloach Manot, the wine, and the cookies, I'll give it after Purim. No such thing. No way. You missed it. I mean, it's not your fault, but you missed it. You didn't do it. You cannot accomplish it. But you can accomplish Matanot Avyonim for Tzedakah, because Tzedakah is in the heart. Tzedakah is in the heart, it means as long as you had it in your heart, you did it. So what do you mean tzedakah is in the heart? It says because sonecha, the entity that hates you, it says that entity hates you from the heart. It says to overcome that entity, that's when Mordechai writes in the Megillah, you have to give matanot la'avyonim, the kavanah that you give to a poor person on Purim, that's what the kavanah is. I give something from my heart. This is against the bad entity that it's in the heart of somebody, that somebody hates me. Can be a goy, can be a Jew, if somebody hates you, it says on Purim you can fix it.
This is the hatred is going to vaporize. It's going to vanish. So with no more hatred, this is by the, that's the power of tzedakah. That you should have matanot la'avyonim. As the Mordechai says, you didn't give tzedakah. This is tzedakah, says the Gemara, it's in the heart. It says the Gemara, if you want to give tzedakah, and you have a poor person in front of you, and you have in mind to give him a dollar, you can't change your mind afterwards. It's like a neder. It says you decide you want to give him a dollar, now you want to give him 10 cents. I don't like him anymore. It says too late, too late. You wanted to give, the Gemara said tzedakah is baled. Tzedakah is b'machshava. It says in your heart, if you think in your heart you want to give a tzedakah, that's already a tzedakah, it's like a neder. It says, this is matanot la avyonim, is the heart. It says, that's why on Purim, if you don't have a poor person around you, it doesn't matter. You can give it later. You give it later because it's in the heart. But mishloach manot is to give to your friend, it's with your hand. It's not from your heart. It says, if he is here, you give it to him. If he's not here, you cannot give it later. It's all over. It says, this is against the oivecha, against your enemy. So this is the accomplishment of Purim, is a tremendous accomplishment. This is why this holiday is so big. The Gemara Yerushalmi said that this holiday will stay forever. Rambam says the Megillah will stay forever. And so what's the accomplishment? The celebration is not Vehang Haman. The celebration is Haman was Ish Tzavoyev Haman Harazen. You know, the energy of the Satan of the devil was inside him. It's not him. It was a messenger. It was a messenger of the devil, of the Satan, because we participated in the party of Achashverosh, because we bowed down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at us. The prosecutor chose Haman and says he is the one that's going to go to Achashverosh and going to ask for execution. I says when we hung him, we didn't hang him because it was Haman. It was Esther emphasized in the Megillah. That entity is an entity that hates us. Ishtar, Ve'oyev is our enemy. Haraze, the Gemara says, this devil, the Yetzer is called Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Ra. He says, on Purim, you can read, can get rid of it. This is why Chachamim say, Chatam Sofer said, that Megillat Esther, the light that comes from the Megillah, is even bigger than the light of the Torah. It's outrageous to say such a statement. The Torah was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai, Ten Commandments. Later, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. And here comes Mordechai and writes a Megillah. And he said, the light that you can read the Megillah, you get some kind of light coming out from the Megillah. He said, it's greater. It's greater than the light come from the Torah. How can it be? And according to what we said, it's a little bit you can explain it. See, the Megillah was written, it says there's no entity, negative entity anymore. It says the entity was destroyed. That's what the Megillah says. Noach Moivim got rested from our enemies. Veharog Besonim, we destroy the ones that hate us. It says the weather is clear. It says the energy, the atmosphere is clear from that entity. The problem is that afterward, again, Am Yisrael did not behave. They were still married to non-Jewish girls. They didn't divorce. They didn't come to Beit HaMikdash. They don't keep Shabbat. They come to Beit HaMikdash. They don't keep Shabbat. But at that moment, they did Teshuvah Shelema. They regretted. And they did a Tanit. It says they got to the stage that nothing else is going to bother nobody. It says, but when Am Yisrael got the Torah, they didn't have that thing. It says that the Satan showed us Moshe Rabbeinu is dead, he convinced us to do the golden calf. So actually the Torah has some kind of cloud on top of it from that entity. The Megillah was clear, said the Chatam Sofer. It says the light of the Megillah is so strong that it is stronger than the light that you get from the Torah. It's not that Megillah is holier than the Torah. It means what we get when we learn Torah, you get energy, you get light. You read the Megillah, you get a bigger light. And as Chatam Sofer said, you know, he said his rabbi told him that if you stay the night of Purim and you learn the whole night, he says between Megillah to Megillah, you have Olam Haba. He said, the Chatam Sofer writes, I don't know why, my rabbi told us in the school this, we don't understand why, but that's we do it. That every Purim, they stayed up the whole night, they learn the whole night until they read the Megillah in the morning. He says, for this, you have a ticket to Olam Haba. Because it's the same concept. Olam Haba means you have no yetzer hara. There is no temptation. There is no desire. There is no devil. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to finish all those bad entities, says the Gemara. It says Purim is the same concept. It says Purim is such a holy day, such a high day, that day, the Ariel says, Yom Kippurim is like Purim. He says, do you know what Yom Kippur is?
Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, Satan has no power. The devil has no power in Yom Kippur. Now you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you try, but he cannot talk. He says, one day of the year, you can know why he cannot talk? Because Yom Kippurim is like Purim. Because Purim, this is the day that a person can reach that level. And so now he says, every year on Purim, he can reach the same level. He says, the same level Mordechai and Esther reached. And when they wrote the Megillah, he says, what they reached the entity that nobody hates you anymore, nobody's your enemy. He says, I got rid of all the negative entities that bother me. But it's not them, of course. It's as we said before. It's an energy from upstairs, like the neshama of Naboth, penetrate into Ahab, and to convince Ahab to go to the war. He doesn't want to go to war. All of a sudden he went to the war. It's because something can enter in the person's system and tells him, go do this, go do this. Innocent. I say, I never thought I'd do it. He said, why did you do it? I have no idea. Perhaps you know the psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist told you there's no such thing. What do you mean you don't know? How did you do such a thing? It's impossible. It wasn't me. What do you mean it wasn't you? It was you. The Tanakh, the Gemara says clearly, a person can react, it's not himself. It's not schizophrenia. It's not a sickness. This is a neshama that comes into a person and convince the person to do certain things because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the green light to that entity to enter. That's what we call dibuk. Let's call it in another entity can come inside the person, can talk from the person. He talks, that soul talks from the person's mouth and says he cannot control it. He says the Tanakh says it. It's not Zohar, it's not Ari. The Tanakh says it. He says somebody hates you and he doesn't hate you. He says he got inside himself something that thing acts this way and you think he hates, he doesn't hate you. He says that entity went inside him hates you. He says, he's not your enemy. It's an entity that goes inside him. That entity convinced him to be your enemy. He says, we have to daven, we have to pray. He says, the whole idea of Purim is to get rid of those entities that are flying around us, or that penetrated inside other people around us, that make machloket with us, that hate us. He says, those the Arabs on one side, And the Nazi and all these people on the other side, it says they get the energy from the original angel, the snake, that was the Satan, the devil in Gan Eden, and his wife that was rejected by Adam HaRishon. It says on Purim, you can fix the whole thing and make sure that everybody loves you, everybody does. It says they have in mind that you give Mishlachanot, when you give Matanot Levyonim, it's against those two entities to get rid of the negativity. And then Mashiach will come, Rabbi Amin.